catch gold fishing all the time.
Oh, I'll bet you are. Well, at least I bet the guy across from me is. Leaf is here for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Well, I am fishing all the time. And you know if I'm doing that, you know how I be.
Did you see me drive by on the road?
Did you see me salute you?
I did, yes. and I
right before we hooked into a fish.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, right as I was coming up on you guys, and you had a couple clients in the boat?
Yeah, those were my buddies, Ned and Doug.
Okay.
They're repeat offender buddies of mine.
Okay, well, I was wondering as I got close, I wonder if that's Leaf down there.
Yep.
And then as I was getting actually right aside of you, then there's some cars coming, and I had to steer down at the road.
But, right.
Yeah, I thought that was you.
Yeah, it's, you know, that was kind of a, that was a high water day still, but we still had a great time. We got into some good fish, and lately I've been doing, I'm kind of in the middle of a run of, you know, three or four trips in a row right now, and kind of starting to burn the candle at both ends a little bit.
He's smiling, folks. He's having fun.
Yeah, having fun. You know, I had a couple of local guys out yesterday, and I have a couple more today. You know, yesterday was a little windy. They kind of had to work for their fish, but they definitely got into some nice fish. The one guy got into one I have called Tony.
You know this fish.
Yeah. I named him after the couple, Crocodile Dundee and his girl Sheila or whatever.
Yeah.
Because his girlfriend is Sheila. I don't know what Dundee's real name was, so I just called this one Tony.
Okay.
Tony and Sheila lived there. Those guys, Ned and Doug, they'd caught him last year, I think it was, or year before. And it was funny because I'm like, dude, you know, get out of the way to the guy in the back because the guy in front's got a big fish. He's like, I do too. And so we actually got Tony and Sheila in the same net that year.
Oh, that's
and so, funny. Yeah, it was cool. I just saw Tony this time. I think we kind of parked on top of Sheila as we were trying to land him, but it was cool. You can see a picture of him. I'll go ahead and maybe put it at the top of the fishing report.
You know, that's an interesting thing that we might want to bring up to folks who they hear us talk. They know that you guide trips. You're a catch and release.
Oh, yeah.
These are catch and release stories we're
absolutely
talking about.
Absolutely. You know, and I have heard those unfortunate stories already of people keeping stringer loads of fish off this river, which it irks me to no end because we're not planting those fish. I mean, you'll have the hatchery steelhead smolt and everything going by, and tell you the truth, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. And they've even tried to open that up in the upper river to where you can keep those guys because there are literally hundreds of thousands of them. But in the case of cutthroat, you know, you have like, it's not at all like the 2,000-3,000 fish per mile like you'd see in some other places. It's more like 2,300 fish per mile or two around here. So it doesn't take long at all.
You know, I don't know if you listen to my Encounters.
I love it.
It's a great show. But a few episodes back, he was talking about the fish runs, and we're talking about Alaska. It was pretty well famous.
I caught
for,
that one,
And it was like, what is it, like 3 or 4% of historic runs?
Yeah.
And that's in Alaska.
And mainly in Alaska. That's the bastion. Everything around here was extirpated or just severely stressed when the, you know, around the turn of the century and on forward, you know. So,
People need to know that. And so we are big advocates of catch and release. If you want to continue enjoying this thing, and not make it be a thing of the past.
Right.
Let those fish go.
Absolutely. You know, I look at it like some of my friends don't understand when I don't want to always go fish for like rainbow trout or hatchery fish. Well, you know, I've been making that sausage for, almost 15 years now. So working in the hatchery industry and doing fisheries and stream management, luckily now I'm more geared towards the wild, you know, fish reconditioning and everything. So that's great. But you know, just the idea that we are trying to bring these stocks back and we just really have to treat this river with care. And also, you know, back to the sausage thing, I don't make the sausage that is these cutthroat. Those are wild fish. Whenever I can find wild fish, I just love it. And there's a lot of people like me that have fished long enough to start to get past that desire to even really catch hatchery fish, or they have to be kind of remarkable in some way, or at least the place or whatever has to be great. Yeah. But you know, long story short, I just love wild and native fish, and we all need to do our best to try to protect them, especially if we're recreating and having fun at their expense.
Well,
we need to very much try to, you know, make it easier on them.
Yeah, I guess I'd just like to put the message out. If you know somebody who's fishing and keeping the fish, pass the word around that it's...
Yeah. And
there's a better policy.
Yeah. And if it's really egregious and you can do it, we really just need a license plate number on that vehicle, a basic description of the person to go to the game warden. Because we got to get these guys to knock it off. It's something that I hear about every year. And I think I said it last year, they're going into, they're camping at one of the local RV parks that I won't mention because I wouldn't want to do it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would hope that those owners would kind of, you know, feel a bit of responsibility there. Mm-hmm. Again, their clientele are recreating on the river, so maybe posting some better signage, or if you're hearing about fish being pulled up and cooked off the river in your RV park, you might want to give them the heads up, like you said. That's not the best way to do it.
We would want to, and hopefully others too.
So anyway, to bigger, better things.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, the lowland lakes are getting kind of warm. Midday, definitely not the time. Morning, evening, typical fishing hours going to be your time there. A lot of damsel activity, I imagine, at this point. Not really my forte right now. Mm-hmm. I just love getting out in that moving water. If it's still water, I prefer it be up high. And you know, it sounds like a lot of that stuff is really starting to thaw out.
I'll bet,
you know, you got these south facers, or relatively south facers, like Williams, you know, I would definitely think is looking pretty good right now. Just kind of go through your map and look at those lakes that have mm-hmm. that south face. I've heard that Sunrise has the ability to kind of thaw out early, and I love that little lake. It's up at the top of Foggy Dew, and then you go into Merchants Basin, which is this really cool looking mm-hmm. basin that I imagine had a big glacier sitting in it, you know, mm-hmm. but it's all grass and really nice and mellow compared to some of those scree filled mm-hmm. basins. And you just got like a little mile of enjoyable hike up into the other minor basin up above that has Sunrise in it.
Cool.
So I think I would throw those out. And of course the Tiffany's, you know, those are obviously thawed out, and Black Lake. They should all be kicking. So mm-hmm. I would say definitely be fishing the river, fishing these tribs like Boulder Creek, things like that are great. And you know, really the river is just dropping into shape so perfectly right now in this last, 72 hours. We've had no peaks back up. Yesterday when I was on it, it was draining out pretty fast. So it was, as it drops, it'll scour these banks. And I was seeing big jets of sand going into the river.
Huh.
And it's kind of interesting to kind of feel that dynamic of the draining out of the river. I imagine today that'll be a little bit more stable as far as bank scour. Mm-hmm. And once you see it, you notice if you look at the graph right now, it is a pretty steep angle down. I imagine that'll kind of start to level off once we're working with mostly groundwater and the stable stuff coming out of the hills.
Yeah.
So, and then we won't have any more of that weird scouring. Fish will kind of set up in their spots. Right now, they are a little spread out, mm-hmm. and they are just arriving back from spawn. I could definitely tell that with Tony yesterday. He was obviously like maybe 3 weeks since he'd spawned, 2 weeks maybe. He was still trying to get his belly back, mm-hmm. but looked great. And still had a big kipe on him, big pointy nose from, you know, needing to look all gnarly for spawn.
Mm-hmm.
But those fish are going to be arriving here back on all their usual spots. But don't be surprised if some of those don't really have their fish back yet. But look for it to really start to change, though, day by day.
Well, I was really glad to have the weather cool back off and slow it down, you know, slow this warm roll down.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we're kind of coasting into July, looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm hopeful that, that it's just going to maintain. We'll have good water temps in the river. The fish will be nice and healthy through the summer. And you know, maybe only knock it off for a week or two at the end of July, August, and head up into the hills at that point.
Let's hope.
Yeah. So, you know, the huge, if you want to book some trips or get some fishing tips, you can always give me a call at 509-429-7298. You can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can get a hold of me on the interwebs at metalfishingadventures@gmail.com. I want to thank our good friends over at North 40 Fly Shop and OMAC again for sponsoring the report. With a selection of over 100 leech patterns and all the best rods, reels, clothing, and boats, bags, and everything you could ever hope for, check them out at north40flyshop.com. Take care of yourselves and each other, and get that fish right on, baby. Took them all to mama by supper time. Sing men and fish pipes if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate with my pole. My mama's gonna